This is Gamercast episode 333, EA binning your Sims cash. This is the show recorded on the 15th of April, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Everything's a bit quiet.
What's happening?
Not a huge amount, if I'm honest, anyway. At least in games and stuff. Everything's gone quiet. It's because, like, I guess everyone's waiting for Microsoft to do something. Now that Sony have put their card on the table. You know, we need Microsoft.
My name's Sony. I put my card on the table.
Well, I still want to know what Microsoft have up their sleeves. It'd be interesting.
Right. They probably have some sort of games console, I would imagine.
But it is eerily... Everything's eerily quiet.
Yeah.
Like, there's hardly any game stuff coming, like, being announced at the moment. Everything's quite small. But then, of course, maybe people are waiting for whatever the hell's going to be announced.
I
just want to know. Anyway, so, like, the... That's kind of.
We need this May announcement to come.
Oh, you read that on the internet, didn't you?
The May 21st or whenever it is.
Yeah. Where did you read that? Some random.
Oh, that's some dude.
Some random person with a
some guy on the internet.
Some guy.
He's from the internet.
Has a source like they all do. Sources don't always turn out that.
Well, I've got my sources.
Your sources. All right.
Which is the guy on the internet who has his sources, which goes all the way back to prehistoric India with some guy called Ugg saying, ooh, and that message has travelled all the way through time and history about the Microsoft conference.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Let's get on with the show, shall we?
So, the first thing, as you can guess from the title, well, actually, you might not be able to guess from the title. You might be like, what is that they're on about? So, EA announced earlier on today that they're kind of jumping...
EA? Wait. That's those people who messed up SimCity.
It is those people that messed up SimCity.
Where's my free copy of that?
Who said you were getting a free copy, Paul?
I threatened them to give me a free copy or else I'd keep slagging them off.
Oh, did you?
And now, my plan is coming to fruition, with them being slagged off some more. We don't care if we never get invited to any EA events, do we? Because we're not going to anymore. What are you doing? Stop bidding for stuff on eBay. You know, you must be doing this.
I'm posting saying that we're recording the show.
With eBay open, yeah.
That's on the side. Recording the show now.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be doing the news.
I know. We are doing the news. Yes, so... EA... Where's your P45? Yeah, so EA have confirmed... Well, have announced that they're backing away from Facebook, pretty much. Kind of a random announcement, if you ask me. Because I thought they've been doing quite well... like, Sims Social has been doing, like, 10 million daily active users. And then the other games have been doing really well. However, they seem to be closing most of them. All of them. Well, all of them bar two, I believe. They claim that they're retiring their older Facebook games. However, one of their games that they're retiring hasn't even been out a year. The games in question are The Sims Social, Sim City Social. I think there was another one. Oh, there's a pet one.
My Daffy Social.
Pets. Oh, I saw that somewhere.
Pets at Home.
Pet
Pets
Society.
Work there. La, 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 la.
Pet Society. They're not closing down Solitaire Blitz and Bejeweled Blitz because they're obviously both owned by PopCap, I suppose. So maybe they don't want to close them, or
maybe they have just agreements with PopCap that they have to keep on going.
Yeah, maybe. I just closed that. I didn't mean to. But yeah, it's kind of crazy because, as I believe I just said, the Sim City game hasn't even been out a year.
Sim City?
It only launched back in June. Yet they're already closing it. Even though it had quite a few users, but obviously not enough users to keep them up, maybe.
Have they got Lord of Ottoma still running?
And I think they closed that down a while back.
Sad, sad time.
Yeah, you quite enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, until it just got saturation point where everyone was just wiped out, or you're part of the people who won.
But yeah, so they're closing down.
The Gamercast Island did take over our whole island, but then we got threatened by a group who had three islands. So I took the logical choice and joined them and then stopped playing. To safeguard the Gamercasts.
They're closing down all these games from the 14th of June. Anyone who has any money in those games will lose it. You can't get your money reimbursed back. All you can do is you've got until the 14th of June to spend it. What's the point in that? Because you're going to spend it on a game that you're not going to be able to play anymore. Which I think is the weirdest thing ever.
Wait a minute. So this is another example of EA shutting down the servers for games, or in this case, the Facebook-y servers for the games, early, when people are still playing them.
Yeah,
this is
just like what they do with their games.
I don't like buying EA games that you use online, because they could flip and shut down SimCity next month.
Yeah. Who knows? They probably will, won't they?
I can play SimCity 4 today still. I could play SimCity 1 today. I could play SimCity Societies and then want to shoot myself in the face if I wanted to.
But yeah, they claim that the games proved popular to begin with, but the number of players and amount of activity has fallen off. Obviously, you know, too much for them to
Yeah,
deal
fair
with.
Enough. When nobody plays it anymore, or six people worldwide are playing it.
Loads of people playing it.
But if you've got thousands of people playing it still.
And with money in it as well.
And with the monies.
And those poor people now not getting their
Why
place.
Don't they just give the games and the service to me, and I will handle that part of their business instead of shutting it down. I'll look after it. I'll run the stuff. I'll make some money out of it.
So yeah, that's sad. It's all the Playfish games. So that's their three games that they have up at the moment. So yeah.
Playfish.
If you were enjoying playing those games, you know, you have to pop to the Zynga equivalents. Like go back to Cityville, or I don't know what the equivalent of Sim Social is. Or anything like that. But yeah.
The Steam community.
The Steam community.
Hey, Gabe! How can we kill Gabe today? I know, let's march an army towards his fat ass.
So next up, Warner Brothers announced a new game that kind of came out of the blue. Batman Arkham Origins. Yes?
Is this a prequel to the other one?
It is a prequel to both previous games. However, don't get... Well, in my eyes, don't get too excited. Just because it's a new Batman Arkham game. This has been created by another developer. So Warner Brothers don't have Rocksteady making it. It's being created by Warner Brothers... Oh, Montreal. I mean, they've probably got good people there as it is. So they could make a good game. I'm not saying that they're rubbish in any way at all. But they have to prove to us that they can make a good Batman game. Don't you agree? No?
I don't think they're very good games, to be honest.
No, I mean, they did put way too much into
combat. Finding crap.
Yeah, into finding crap in Arkham City, especially. Arkham Asylum wasn't as bad. But I did really enjoy playing Arkham City until they ruined it for me. You know the thing I moan about always?
What?
You know how they gave me a choice, but then rewound my choice.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid. You might as well
I thought they'd done something that I would call slightly groundbreaking, because not that many games do that. But no, I really enjoyed Arkham City. Arkham Asylum is good as well. There were some bits in Arkham City that I found frustrating. But
deal with it, woman.
Yeah. I don't know. They could do a good job. This stupid thing.
You're bidding on that flipping eBay thing, aren't you?
No. I'm trying to read this thing.
That's why you're hiding the screen, yes. You're bidding on things on eBay, but now you hide it when you move it over, yeah.
It's there. Stop it.
You're doing the podcast, not sure.
I am doing a podcast. So it's going to be released for Microsoft, 360, PlayStation 3, and Wii U, along with Windows. So it's coming out on Wii U. As of course, I guess Warner Brothers have supported the Wii U so far. They released their special edition, well, special different version of Arkham City. along with Scribblenauts as well. So they've supported the Wii U so far, and obviously they're doing it again with this. They're also doing a kind of handheld off-the-side version, so like what they do with Assassin's Creed, usually, and things like that. They're doing Batman Arkham Origins Black Gate, which is coming out on 3DS and Vita. The 3DS and Vita game is a 2.5D game created by Armature Studios, as opposed to the you know, the console version. But yeah, it's coming out 25th of October this year. They're both coming out on that date. And it'll be interesting to see what they do. There hasn't really been anything shown about it. I suppose I should say, well, other than the fact it's a prequel set several years before Arkham Asylum City. There was someone in the thing, I can't think of what the character was, and I haven't got the character's name here. But yeah, you play as a young, unrefined Batman as he faces a defining moment in his early career as a crime fighter that sets his path to become the Dark Knight. You meet many important characters for the first time and create key relationships as well. So yeah, that could be interesting. We'll have to see what they do with it. Next up is a PlayStation Vita game, which of course we don't hear much about these days, except of course that Batman's coming out on Vita. But it's Media Molecule's upcoming game, Tear Away. It's been given a release date as well as some cute box art, including the announcement of a reversible cover. Cute. Little boy and little girl. You can choose which is on the front. So they've put the male and female characters on the reversible covers, so you can have Iota or Atoy, I think that's how you say it, on the cover, depending on which one you'd rather have. Which is always nice, because reversible covers can be quite cute, and it adds a bit more personality to your game when you buy it. The game itself is coming out on the 23rd of October on the PSN store, and on the 25th of October in retail stores. It's similar to, of course, Little Big Planet with its kind of play, create, share stuff. It seems to have that kind of made look, and they're doing stuff with your fingers, and you put your fingers on the back touchpad and stuff to do with manipulating the world. So similar how Little Deviants allows you to manipulate the world, but you see fingers apparently. I'm not sure how it really works, but I look forward to seeing more on it, and I'm definitely going to be picking that up. I don't know many Vita games, but Media Molecule's new game has definitely caught my eye. They've also said they're going to do pre-order bonuses, which I would imagine would mean like a Little Big Planet costumes for the two little guys, for the little guy and the little girl. They haven't announced any of that yet, but they will do soon. Next up, Death Inc. So we mentioned this previously. They had a Kickstarter going on. Are people going to hear that?
Only very slightly in the background.
Okay. No, you could keep playing it.
I'm allowed to even play games on Gamercast. How disappointing.
It's not that fun hearing someone play a game. Is it?
Depends what they're playing,
I guess. So we mentioned Death Inc. previously, and it was a Kickstarter. However, sadly, they didn't make it. But even with that having happened...
Get off eBay.
I clicked by mistake, and it brought up the keyboard, and I had to hide the keyboard.
Yeah.
No, it brought up the keyboard, like that. And then I had to go like this and hide the keyboard. So their Kickstarter didn't pan out, and they didn't get the money from it. However, as they've made it, they're trying to still fund it by allowing you to, in a way, fund them through their website. So for $10, you can get the alpha of it, of their game. Or for more and more, you can get certain things. So like they're doing a box copy of the game, a CD soundtrack, an A2 poster, Samurai. T-shirts, an art book, playing cards, and more and more and more, depending on how much you give them. But you can go on the Ambient Studios website and have a look if you were wanting to back the game, and of course sadly didn't make it. Train Simulator 2013 news, they've released the Marius Pass pack, I believe it's Marius Pass, I don't really know. It goes 152 miles across Montana, from Shelby to Whitefish. From being Montana, I'm guessing, well, yeah, it's American. And
Montana? That's where Alan Grant hangs out when he's digging up the bones. Let's go and get him to visit our park.
I do find it weird how expensive the expansions are for Train Simulator. They are well pricey, even though they don't really have that much in them. There's 8 scenarios in the route to challenge players. From moving heavy freight through terrain and different weather. There's also different trains in it, which have lots of numbers. But it's
$24.99 or a nibble.
It's quite pricey. I suppose if you like trains. It's a
great pile of cash, that is.
It's quite a big amount of cash, isn't it? But, you know, if you like your trains. Or you can wait for Steam sales, of course, like usual. And they'll do a big pack with all the expansions sometimes.
Yeah, for only £70.
No, I'd make it cheaper. Jagged Alliance news. So, a new studio is working on Jagged Alliance games. Before it was, I can't think what their name was.
Someone.
Well, the people now doing it are a studio, indie studio called Full Control, who are working on an upcoming Space Hulk game, so a game of Space Hulk, which is a Warhammer board game thingy. And Bit Composer are going to be developing a new multi-platform game, the Jagged Alliance series. Apparently, Bit Composer were so impressed with what Full Control have already done with Space Hulk, they thought, you know what, how about you make a Jagged Alliance game for us? Excuse me. Jagged Alliance is a turn-based strategy game. And the games have kind of done well in the past. But they've mainly been kind of enjoyed by their fans of the series. Okay, so I'll watch Ball Play Gravity Guy while I finish talking. We've only got a couple of things left. Namco have announced that Tales of Xillia will be released in Europe on August 9th. They're doing it an exclusive day one edition and a special collector's edition, as well as pre-order offers. So Namco these days like to do day one editions, like they did with Dark Souls. They did. I'm pretty sure they did the last Tales of game. They did a day one. I'm pretty sure. So their collector's edition, which is actually fairly well priced, I looked on their website, and that actually says it's more there. You get a figure of Malia, which is 21.5 centimetres in height. It must be height. And it includes a base as well. You also get the soundtrack for the game and a 100-page art book, I believe. I think that's what the website said to me earlier, although this press release doesn't say. As well as it all coming in a nice folded box that all nicely goes together. It's limited to 10,000 copies and is only available from their official website, which is talesofgame.com. For according to this, $85.99, but when I looked at it earlier, it was $79.99, which I thought was a fairly reasonable price for a kind of really high quality looking figure, as well as a nice big art book and a soundtrack. As well as getting all the contents of that, you do also get some exclusive costumes for Jude and Mila, as well as a special PS3 custom theme. And then there's the day one edition, which will be from selected retailers, and it's the standard price of the retail version like they usually are. And that comes with an art book and the soundtrack. Also, anyone who pre-orders the day one edition will receive exclusive costumes for Jude and Mila, as well as the PS3 theme as well. So I think that's pretty cool. I think the collector edition looks really nice. Not sure if I'd really get it. But it's coming out on 9th of August for any Tales of /JRPG fans out there. Next up, GTA fans. This is just a brief mention. So anyone who likes the music, the radio stations in GTA, sadly only from GTA 3 onwards. So GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas, then you've also got Liberty City Stories, Vice City Stories, Chinatown Wars, I already said San Andreas, I think, GTA 4 and the episodes from Liberty City. If you're liking this out and you have the radio, it wouldn't be radio tracks, only the radio stations, you can now listen to them, or buy them, I guess, from Spotify or iTunes, which is quite nice. Of course, things like the Vice City one and the San Andreas ones were released in CD format back when the games came out. You could buy from HMV. They came in a nice big box, the two of them. But now you'll be able to get ones that weren't potentially out before. Some of them aren't available on both Spotify and iTunes. For example, from GTA 3, you can only get Kjar on Spotify. You can't get it on iTunes, and you can't get MSX FM on Spotify either. But otherwise, all the other stations are available on both platforms. And so it's quite nice of Rockstar to make those available.
I suppose.
Because their radio stations are really good. They obviously put a lot of thought into them when they do them.
Oh, this game's right.
But they've got a lot more radio stations from GTA 4 in the episodes from Liberty City as well. And then, lastly in the news, some news that got confirmed today. They released a screenshot and a teaser trailer on Friday last week, I believe. And that is that there is a new Castle of Illusion featuring Mickey Mouse being developed. So Sega, in collaboration with Disney, obviously, because I guess Sega owned the license for Castle of Illusion because it was a Master System title. They've decided, I think, pretty sure I've got it on the Game Gear as well. Yeah, they've collaborated with Disney, who of course did recently create a Mickey Mouse game with Epic Mickey, with... Oh, I always forget what they were called, or what they were called now. Junction Point, the Warren Spector studio. They, of course, made the recent Epic Mickey games, but I guess they've decided to go for a change, as, you know, Disney have closed down a lot of their studios now, sadly, LucasArts. They've decided to revamp an old franchise, which, of course, Sega have been doing a lot of, which I think is cool. There you go. Oh, I thought I had it on the... Yeah, I had it on the Master System. So, Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse originally came out on the Mega Drive, Genesis for anyone in America, the Master System, Game Gear, the Sega Saturn. In what form? That must have came in some kind of... Oh, okay, it came in the part of Sega Ages, which of course never came out over here. Was released on Xbox Live. Oh, they're saying that's for now. Duh. So yeah, most people that owned a Master System or Mega Drive would have played it. Did you play Castle of Illusion, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah. There was also World of Illusion. Or was it Land?
The Land chat room said they want Battlefront 3.
Well, LucasArts are no more, so...
I think they're aware of that, which is why the previous comment was... F Disney.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd rather have Castle of Illusion.
Who wants to watch me play some more Gravity Guy 1?
You can play it if you want.
Now I've got a podcast to be doing.
Land of Illusion was the sequel. I played more of Land.
I played one of the Mickey Mouse
that was Land games.
I don't know. I probably didn't have the box.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were a lot of my childhood, so I really love them. So I hope Sega will do a good job with this. It's being developed by Sega Studios Australia and is going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network and Windows during the summer of this year. They have taken it away from 2D. It is 3D. So I'm not sure. It could be okay. It looks to be kind of 2.5D almost, potentially.
That would be better.
Well, one image, that image looks 2D, whereas that looks like they're doing 3D.
Maybe they're mixing and matching.
They're probably mixing it up. But yeah, they're completely rebuilding it from the ground up, of course, because you can't... Well, you could port it over. You might have a bit of trouble.
Well, it would obviously be a lot easier to port it.
I guess. But
except they probably lost the source code. And all the materials.
But they claim it's got stunning visuals and new gameplay mechanics, so I'm hoping they're not mixing up too much. It's having the original storyline where you save Minnie from the evil witch, Mizrabel. Yeah, I hope they do a good job on it because...
It's time for...
Name
That
Game.
So last week, everyone would have heard...
You are now entering Old Stone Keep. You win when Hrathgar does not control any barracks. You lose when your keep is destroyed.
Okay, so according to Catherine, the name of the game is... I Don't Kid You Know.
That's your writing.
Yeah, my writing is representative of the show. It's just the on the screen. See?
There's no bind.
I don't you know.
I know, I know.
Yeah, that's actually the wrong answer. The actual answer was... I don't even know anymore, to be honest. Yeah, Blood and Magic. Why did I not type it in on the show notes?
I thought you did. Oh, yeah, you can write it there.
On my notes.
So whose voice is that?
F knows.
He sounds like he wants to be thingy.
I don't think it is, though. So yeah, GZ to myself for fooling everyone with my tricky game, which people thought was totally different.
It's a game in the Dungeons & Dragons series.
This week I've actually forgotten what we've got. So I don't know if I can give you any clues, but this is what it is. Any guesses, anyone? Anyone at all? First guess.
Joe Danger.
Anyone else?
Whatever it is, it sounds really familiar and I'm not sure what it is.
It should sound familiar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so now you know what it is.
I've always known what it is.
Oh, you just said you didn't.
You're just not getting any clues?
Because
I know you've played it, and I know you've played it in the last few years. Chat room, it's not Battlefront 3. They already know. If you're listening to the podcast after the fact, you can... I don't know if you've played it. There's people in the chat room asking if I played it. How am I supposed to know? If you're listening to the podcast after the live show, you can submit your guess to feedback@gamercast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on our website, gamercast.net, as well. If you guess correctly, you do get the GZs on next week's episode.
The GZs, which are fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out who this guy is.
I forgot. Who cares?
They've got some really weird credits that they had for the game. I'm just looking at it on Moby Games. And this is Blood and Magic. They had the head honcho. That was Brian Fargo. Big Cheese, Phil Adam. That was like people that worked at the company. They just wanted to be creative, I guess, and be silly. Alright, pissed. But yeah, I'm going to guess Joe Danger, but it could be Joe Danger 2.
So what do you want to put?
But I'm still not 100% sure, because it does sound...
What do you want to put?
I'll go with Joe Danger, but I'm not 100% sure if that's what it is.
Alright. So yeah, good luck everyone for next week.
New releases this week.
So there's not many games... I found him. He's a voice actor guy.
Oh, really?
That's him. He does lots of VO for games. Maybe that's why he sounds familiar.
Oh, really?
Star Trek Continues. What is that?
I don't know.
TV series. What the hell is that? Sorry. Yeah, so there's only two games coming out this week. First of which, Fire Emblem Awakening.
Huzzah!
Is a 3DS game. 3DS only game. So if you really love the Fire Emblem series, you will have to buy a 3DS for this.
Everyone's already got a 3DS.
No. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No. They don't. Not everyone. Some people have been waiting for a while still and have decided not to buy it because, I don't like 3D, or 3D, or I don't want 3D because it's a gimmick, blah, 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 blah.
It's a better console.
Well, I've been saying this to a guy because I'm like, well... You don't want a 3DS because you don't want 3D, but it's a better handheld and you want Fire Emblem. Just buy one. Buy the special edition console. handheld even, and it'll be nice and pretty. And then it's, you know that you bought it for Fire Emblem because it looks like that. And there are a few other games that you could always buy.
We've had like 4 different 3DSs in this household. The chat room says they have one just for Mario.
Not 4. I had a blue one, like the original 3DS, and then I got an XL in red and black, and I got a Pikachu one instead. I ain't getting rid of my Pikachu one. 4? 3? That's 3, I said. I haven't had 4. Charlotte
I only had 3, so that's okay.
I ain't getting a different one from my Pikachu one. It's okay, Paul. If you're tempted for Fire Emblem and you have a 3DS, you can download the demo off the Nintendo eShop. Otherwise, it's, you know, Fire Emblem. It's Japanese-style, turn-based strategy with little fights. And then you've also got downloadable daily maps, I believe, if I remember right. And yeah, 3DS only, so you have to pick up a 3DS if you don't have one already. And then we've got Injustice Gods Among Us, which is an Xbox 360 PlayStation 3 title, which is got to do with DC characters, is that right, Paul?
It's a what? PlayStation 3?
Yeah. It's supposed to be PS3, isn't it, as well?
Mm-hmm.
Injustice Gods.
I don't know anything about it.
Don't you? I remember it had the largest amount of banner space at E3. Like, there's this wall that you walk through, and like all the banners at the top were different images for it. And if you ask me, it's had like what feels like zero marketing. It feels like they spent all their money at E3, and now the game's just about to come out, and that's it. Oh, it's a fighting game, okay. Made by NetherRealm. Oh, NetherRealm. They changed their logo.
Oh, the people who made Mortal Kombat 9.
Yes, so Justice Girls Among Us, fighting game. See, I thought it was coming out on the Wii U, but it's obviously not coming out on the Wii U this week. I know this says Wii U here for that week. But I couldn't find it listed on a few websites on Wii U, so I thought it wasn't coming out. But yeah, fighting game, you've got many DC characters, so for example, Aquaman, Bane.
Aquaman.
Bane, you know Bane.
Bane.
Catwoman, Harley Quinn, the Joker, Raven, Nightwing, Lex Luthor, Superman, Solomon Grundy. That's cool, Solomon Grundy. Born on Monday, died on Tuesday. No, I forget.
Who cares?
Well, there's a guy. He's an enemy in Batman. I can't remember the thing. I used to know that. It was in a book I had as a kid, the Solomon Grundy nursery.
I had science books when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't like fiction.
Hey, I had loads of, like, poem books and stuff. I was a nursery rhyme, there you go. I liked poems and stuff and things. There you go. Solomon Grundy, born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That was the end of Solomon Grundy. No, you were too sciencey. See, I didn't have this science pushed on me.
That is why you have no working model of the universe in your head.
I know, and I didn't have a compass in my
head.
Which
is why you
the
cannot navigate without a map on your phone.
I had Solomon Grundy.
Okay, Catherine, which way is north?
I don't know.
I can tell right now.
I know you can.
I've got my internal bird compass in my brain.
Is it that way?
Nope.
Wait.
Catherine's trying to think.
That way.
Nope.
Is it not? That way?
Nope. That way.
Hey, that way was kind of close. That was after me thinking that I said that way. Because I was thinking of where the sun's in my face when I cycle to work.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So yeah, Injustice Gods
Among
Us.
My internal compass points south, not north.
Yeah. Injustice Gods Among Us is potentially on Wii U as well this week, but otherwise 360 and PS3, and is a fighting game with DC characters if you're a DC Comics fan. And that is literally the only games coming out this week, because Nothing's being released. Nothing's being announced. Everything's really quiet.
What about a cool game based on me, where you navigate me around the world?
Is it called Paul Man?
It's called Paul. The guy with a bird brain in his brain.
A bird brain?
Yeah, birds have, like, birds can navigate like that, can't they?
Oh, okay.
I just navigate like that by looking in the sky and thinking,
I suppose it's kind of sad when, like, some of the main announcements at the moment are things like EA shutting down Facebook stuff, Disney closing down LucasArts.
Yeah, it was all shite, isn't it? This has been a really shite episode. LucasArts have been
around for ages.
Let's not release it.
Why has it been really...
It's depressing.
Depressing? What, are you finding EA closing stuff depressing? Well, John Riccitiello left, didn't he? Obviously, you know, he left for a reason, and now this has happened. It's a shame. Who knows what will happen with Maxis after, you know, the SimCity fiasco.
Maxis is just a label.
It's a studio.
It's a label.
It's a label, okay.
Boom. We'll just put that on whatever crap the mad dafties downstairs put out. Maxis. Maxis.
I guess they've still got the Sims to make money off, haven't they?
Yeah, but no one even plays that anymore.
I know, it's not as popular, is it? It's because people are like, wow, they're on the third iteration and still releasing the same expansion packs again for this one. It'd be Sims 4 next, though, wouldn't it?
What we need to do... I don't even think we're going to see a Sims 4 anytime soon.
But actually, no, yeah, because you said that, didn't you? Because the thing is, they make it so more people can play it, so they're not going to make it look any better, are they?
So. And computers aren't getting any more powerful. Because people just buy the cheapest pile of shite they can find. Which is why I actually think getting people onto these crappy tablets and smartphones is a really good idea. Because all the casual rejects will be booted off the PC platform.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Which means people who know what a graphics card is will be buying the PC games. And they won't bother to try and sell it to the rejects.
Oh, apparently there is a demo for Injustice, Cosmos.
So therefore, it can be argued that the PC Master Race is purifying its stock by getting rid of the noobs.
Mm.
Isn't it? I mean, obviously we can see how much of a PC Master Race person I am since I was playing Gravity Guy on the bloody show. Oh my god. Right, anyway, let's close this thing up because I'm sick and tired of going on about it. We'll catch everyone next week with the Funky Happy Next Week episode.
Which maybe there'll be a bit more news.
Maybe. Maybe. How long until
E3? E3 is on between the 11th...
5 weeks, is it? Or 6 weeks now? Where's
calendar on this thing? There. I think it's the 11th to the 15th of June. Oh, go to June so I can see. That's easier. 12th to the 14th. No, 11th to the 13th. Because E3 is Tuesday to Thursday. 11th, 12th, 13th.
And that is obviously when things will start getting interesting. And
the press conferences will usually on the day before E3, which is the 10th.
Yeah, yeah, only.
Yeah, we're going to start getting to see some more PS4 stuff as
well. Yeah, I can't wait for the PS4. It's an amazing console.
I think it'll be interesting to see what they do. What they announce. I mean, they announced, what was it we were saying the other day, back in February? And... 19th or something like that, 23rd, whatever day it was.
We need to see what Microsoft are doing.
And the thing is, they've had since the announcement to see what people have been saying up until June to announce more stuff. Paul's not going to play on a PS4.
No, unfortunately, Sony, no matter what hardware you put in it, no matter how much like a PC you make it, unless it has a proper controller or a keyboard and a mouse backed up with a decent online service... Without Sony's stupid menu system, which is stupid.
But they've changed their menu system, haven't they, from what they showed?
Yeah, they copied as much as Microsoft that they could get away with, so hopefully it's better now.
I'm looking forward to the PS4. Just saying.
Now we need to see the new Xbox stuff, because I really, really hope the Xbox can... It needs to do more for indie development. Because with all these crappy Android, crappy little consoles coming out, I think they need to just, you know, concentrate on that a little bit. And the best way to do that is to port the Windows runtime to the new Xbox. Because then, geez, I can play Gravity Guy, which I was just playing on the Xbox. That way, the only work developers need to do is account for having an Xbox-style controller. If they did that, oh man, it would be so easy to make games for it. Way more easy than the crappy, you know, the indie stuff the Xbox 360's already got, because they need a big push. And since they killed XNA, that kind of hints to me that their new platform is really going to be WinRT. Get off eBay.
I'm on Facebook.
Facebook and eBay. Yeah, anyway, we'll be back next week, which I said a few moments ago.